exciting and very nerve-wracking, for me anyway, to bring a new tune to the group and, you know, that I've just kind of worked on myself in my basement studio and just see how it comes to life with real players. But yeah, it's just, you know, they're wonderful people to work with. My experience has been just great with getting, you know, constructive ideas and interesting, you know, ways that I can change and develop the piece.
How do you like the way Peeper's Peak came out?
Oh, I love that tune. I wrote that tune quite a while ago. And then it never really was played with any real people. So I brought it to this group, and I love how it came out. David and I messed around with some different instrument combinations and came out with the alto flute in combination with the bass clarinet. And I think it's just a real interesting combination of sounds, and I think it came out beautifully.
Speaking with Joan Hutton, and Joan, you lead a five-piece band into the Black Dog at 8:30 p.m. on September 15th, and one of the players is Laura Caviani. How did you get her to play in the group?
Oh, I'm so excited about this. Laura is just a wonderful player. I've admired her piano playing for years, and a few years ago, the Anchia Saxophone Quartet, of which I'm a member, performed one of her original pieces, and so that's really the first time I met her. So I just contacted her and just said, "Hey, I've got this gig coming up. Would you be interested in working with the group?" And she's been very enthusiastic, and just have had a wonderful time rehearsing, and we're going to be performing some of her original music as well. So I'm very excited about it.
I agree with you, Joan. Having Laura Caviani on the keyboards will be very exciting for your group. But back to your originals. You've composed a ballad, and it's called Why Not. What's the special challenge of composing a ballad?
I think a ballad is really fun to write, because writing a piece that just incorporates a lot of space, you know, just partially by being a slower piece and also in how I write the melody, just leaves a lot of room for the rest of the group to give it their own, to add to the melody. So in this particular tune, I wrote the melody with these spaces, and then I asked Dave Milne on flute to just, you know, improvise a counter melody, basically. And I love how that came out with the tenor sax and the flute kind of weaving together.
Thank you. there's a guy named Steve Kenny who is part of the scene locally, and he books 3 concert series. And he's included your group, Joan, in all 3 of these. What do you think he sees in your group?
I think that he likes, you know, band leaders who are working hard to play new music and get a group together that's performing well. And this next tune, Popcorn, is an example of one of my newest compositions, where the melody is written in a real low range, which is maybe a little less common. Written on the bass clarinet with harmony on the soprano sax, and kind of a funk-based tune with some quirks and different things that happen throughout.
Joan Hutton Jazz Project plays an all-original show at the Black Dog in St. Paul, Saturday night, September 15th at 8:30 p.m. For information, the web address is joanhuttonjazz.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.